Deer Valley President and CEO Bob Wheaton says that even with the low snowfall, they don't have any intentions of reducing staff before closing the lifts in April. He says in normal winters, they would move their snowmakers to other parts of the resort operation. He says the warm weather this winter has produced challenges, but his snowmaking team continues to run the guns.
We can make so much more snow when it's 10 degrees, as a for instance, than when it's 26 degrees. And you can make a lot more snow in a shorter period of time. So when you were to look at the economics of snowmaking, if we have a normal weather pattern, we can make arguably 2.5 to 3 times the cubic feet of snow at 5 to 10 degrees than we can at 26 degrees in the same time frame. So that same time frame also relates to, you know, labor hours and pump hours. So we're looking at electrical costs for pumps, and then also air compressors and grooming time and all that kind of stuff.
Wheaton says experience is critical to maintaining both quantity and quality of snow. Most years, the staff works intensely from about October to December or January, when Mother Nature usually brings the snowfall.
You know, there's nothing better than an experienced snowmaker when we're talking about quality skiing surface. Well, I can't say that because an experienced groomer is right there as well. But there is a dramatic difference between an experienced snowmaker and somebody that just walked on the job. And it's all about tweaking the equipment, what kind of adjustments are appropriate, paying attention to the wind, you know, how big is the snow particle, where's the snow actually landing, how much of a flume comes off the gun. You know, all of those telltale signs that an experienced snowmaker can pick up on and make those adjustments in the gun so that it's not only about quantity of snow, but it's also about quality of snow.
The grooming teams are working as hard and as long as always. Wheaton says the reason they're grooming about half as many runs as in other years is because it takes twice as long when the weather is warm.
When it's really warm, and it had been warm for a number of weeks, the snowpack is actually substantially softer. So when you put a grooming machine that weighs, you know, tens of thousands of pounds on a snowpack, even though the tracks are as wide as they are and they have as soft of a footprint as they possibly can, you put that machine on a soft snowpack and it's not going to be consistent as the machine goes up and down the run. Yeah, every single ski run that we saw that we were on for a month to 6 weeks, we were grooming twice in order to get the acceptable product out the back of the machine.
Wheaton says there's no doubt the climate and the weather are changing. Skilled workers are important to maintaining the snow quality. Investing in technology is critical, too. Deer Valley CAT operators have radar systems that allow them to measure snow depth.
Long-term stuff, yes, I think the change in climate has certainly given us a much finer focus on even down to ski area design. And as we look at new ski runs, we need to be even more cognizant of exposure and elevation and width and the amount of snowmaking that we put on a particular ski run and what kind of weather window we can have.
Above all, Wheaton says he's humbled by the cooperation of the entire community.
What we're doing can't happen without that. And, you know, and I talked a little bit about the communication and the cooperation with the city. And it's not just on the water side. It's about the transportation thing. It's the police department. It's the fire. I mean, you name it. Transportation, you know, Summit County, the restaurants, the whole Main Street thing. You know, it's really all of our efforts that make this happen.
Wheaton says they're making budget so far this year. He's worried about March bookings and is working with the marketing team on promotions to entice skiers to come to Deer Valley for spring skiing. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.